This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Tonight, walking down a residential street in any American town, you could make an interesting, though unscientific, sociological study by glancing into the living room windows. Be careful there. Is it politics or is it baseball that you see on the television? President Bush and Senator Kerry in their final debate and the baseball playoffs, the New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox, the Houston Astros versus the St. Louis Cardinals, tension is building. We turn to reporter Paul Goff. He writes about television for The Hollywood Reporter. Welcome, Mr. Goff.
Thank you for having me.
Television executives must be pretty happy, just sort of in general, because millions of people are going to be watching something. Is it a super big night for television in general?
It's a big night for Fox. They get to run advertising every half inning in the playoff games. For the rest of the networks, they're obligated to carry the debates, which are what they call sustaining. There won't be any advertising until after the debates are over. That's millions of dollars of lost revenue for the networks.
So Fox has the baseball games, and the other networks all have the debate, sort of a public service thing. Is it good or bad for the television networks and PBS to be having these debates, do you think?
I think it's a great idea. It's part of their, they get hit so many times for only covering 3 hours of the convention and that they're spending less time talking about politics. And there are stories inside the networks. Is Fox News Channel going to beat the broadcast networks again? And will Dan Rather and CBS suffer in news coverage for what happened on 60 Minutes, too?
How do the television networks do with these debate ratings? And they seem to be up, the numbers. Lots of people are watching the debates.
It's one of the most popular sets of debates that there have been. In 1980, there were 80 million people watching the only Reagan-Carter debate. This year, 62 million for a high on a Thursday night. Friday night, which is not known for television, 46 million. I'd say that tonight's debate is going to come in somewhere in between that.
And how would that compare with, like, the real program, you know, the popular ones like CSI, American Idol, that kind of thing?
It far outweighs any one network's programming for a given night. However, since it's on every network, the viewership is, in fact, up.
But you're saying it's spread out over the networks.
Right.
Could be a great story in the debate tonight. Certainly a great story last night on television in the New York Yankees-Boston Red Sox game. Mike Mussina had a perfect game going for six innings. Red Sox come back. Mariano Rivera comes in relief. He's been just hours earlier at a family funeral in Panama. What's the audience size for that game, that playoff game tonight, in that series likely to be?
It's likely to be huge. The Red Sox-Yankees matchup last year was not only one of the most exciting several baseball games you'll ever see, but it's also a grudge match that's lasted for almost 100 years between the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's the talk of Boston and the talk here in New York.
Do you have a favorite in that series?
I'm born and raised a Red Sox fan for four generations. I would like to see the Red Sox win, but history does not favor it.
Paul Goff writes about television for The Hollywood Reporter. He lives and works in New York City. Thank you, Mr. Goff.
Thank you.